Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 9:40 on this Friday morning. You've been in this town long enough. You pretty much know where everything is or used to be. That used to be a this or this used to be a that. One place that's been around for over 80 years, I think in the same spot on 10th Street, is Schwemm's Rubber Stamp and Trophy. And Russell Corbett is here to tell us a little bit more about what they do. Russell, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me
here. Well, I appreciate you coming in because your business is a fascinating one. I think that most people that drive by say, yeah, it's a candy store, isn't it? It was at one time.
It was, yeah. Back in 1944 when Earl and Anna Schwemm started the business, it was a candy store where they also sold hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and also hobbyist items, you know, like they could sell a hobby car where a kid could take home and put the kit together. Mm-hmm. And it was popular back in the day because we were surrounded by four schools. You had Trinity Lutheran Church across the street. You had Washington also across the street. Woodrow Elementary was just around the corner. And then also St. Joseph's down on the street a couple blocks. So it was a popular lunch hour spot.
I bet it was. And rubber stamps, you're still known for rubber stamps.
Yes. Yeah, we've been doing that all 82 years. And we've been really popular. And we got really good at it. We've added on two new machines to help keep up with production of it all. It's been a blessing over all these years.
Yeah, and still something that's needed. I mean, in this day of technology and laser printing, people still need rubber stamps.
Yeah, you used to see it back in the day. A lot of banks would carry it, but we still do a lot of bank deposit stamps, signature stamps, address stamps. And then it's also manufacturers use a lot of it, too, with marking and identify machinery, OSHA tags that need to go out the door. So it serves a vital purpose still today's market.
Hollywood knows that you do that, don't they?
They do, yes. We've been very lucky over the last couple of years. Just recently, we did rubber stamps for the Bruce Springsteen movie that's in theaters. We've done also rubber stamps for different TV shows like The Karate Kid, but we also done a lot of name tags. We did custom engravings like for the TV show The Blacklist. We did a Federal Bureau of Investigation and engraving for those. But the name tags were probably the biggest ones that we'd always did because that led us into The Blacklist, the 911 TV show, and we also just did name tags for the new Rocky Balboa movie that's in production right now. So that was very exciting to do and be a part of.
Did you ever imagine that you would be doing custom work for Hollywood studios?
Not a chance, and I think about that all the time when Earl and Anna Schwemm started the store from selling penny candy in 1944 to now their great-granddaughter is able to be a part of Hollywood films and TV shows. It's quite miraculous when you think about the
How did
longevity.
That even start? How did Hollywood find out what you do?
You know, it really starts with a relationship like all businesses, but over time you gain that trust and you earn more work through consistency. In TV and movies, all your work is under a microscope. And if you can produce good quality, genuine work under that tight deadline, because a lot of work is usually needed the next day to be on scene for a shot. So when you're able to work under that pressure and have it look good on screen, you've earned that trust, and that allows you to have more opportunities down the road.
And like in so many industries, it's kind of a small world. I mean, even though it looks huge on the screen, this is a small group of people that all kind of know each other and work together. And they say,
yep,
I got a guy in Michigan that can do that.
It is. And once you're in that loophole of connections, it works out really good, and your name spreads like wildfire. And it's awesome to represent Port Huron and the surrounding communities and kind of hope to widen that that scope so more businesses locally can get recognized and also have an opportunity to kind of do what we do.
Absolutely. How does that feel watching your work on a TV or movie screen?
It's pretty cool. You'll be sitting back in the couch, you'll be having popcorn, and just, you know, you try not to choke when you see your name tag or something on screen as it pops up, especially when you're in movies. It's really cool. It's really nice.
It really is cool. You've got some of that stuff on display. If somebody just walked in and said, I want to see this.
We do. We've been putting a lot more of it on display, trying to talk about it a lot more. So when customers do come in, you know, they can see all these props that are part of the TV show. And then it also really helps us on our selling point, too.
Sure.
Is when you got customers that come in and they see that you've done stuff for TV in Hollywood, you know, it builds a lot of trust there that you know that When they want to do order through you, it's going to be good quality work done.
In addition to rubber stamps, you do trophies and laser engraving. Tell us tell us a little bit more about your business, about Schwemm's.
Yeah, so I always like to tell people we're kind of recognition and identification. Recognition wise is the awards part of it. You know, you have your youth sports with their baseball, football, robotics, volleyball tournaments that they always do. Work-wise, you always have your retirement, your milestone achievements. Maybe you just had a sales record of the year. You want to recognize them through award. And then identification comes down to name tags, name plates, your rubber stamps, and then also labels, business cards, manufacturing, industrial tags. Anything that needs to be identified and recognized before it gets shipped, we can provide that.
Schwemm's, you've been around a long time, since 1944, I think.
1944, and it's been 82 years. My wife is fourth generation owner. That's tremendous generational knowledge that she carries with the business. And one other fun fact is 1971, the popcorn machine that we used in the store making all those popcorns sits in the Smithsonian Museum now.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, very, very interesting story there is when we retired it, Earl Schwemm gave the museum a call, and they were very interested that they sent a semi-truck out from Washington, D.C. to pick it up. So it carried a very unique smell with it that customers come in all the time and talk about, because you have to imagine you had the rubber stamp machine and the heat press in the back making rubber stamps all day long. Mm-hmm. So you had that smell of rubber in the air. And then in the front of the store, you had the popcorn machine going, making fresh popcorn. So when you walked in, you were just blasted with this very unique smell that just, you know, it gets you in your head, and customers 50, 40 years later come in and they still talk about that.
That's got to be fun to talk with people that remembered, you know, going to school in the neighborhood, popping in there, getting popcorn and gum and candy. And that's just a part of our fabric. And, you know, like I said, drive by it all the time. Everybody knows where Schwemm's is.
Yes, sir. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we get to hear fun stories all the time. A few of them always stand out to mind, but they always have very good stories that they share.
Yeah, that's really a real part of Port Huron history, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Good stuff. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, Russell.
I appreciate it. Thanks
for coming in. Russell Corbett with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.